Hey there, it's Read Along Storytime with
Mommy, Victoria, Grayson, and Daddy.
And today we are leaving the Natural History Museum in Atlanta, and we saw some dinosaurs, so we are going...
Are they real?
They were not real. Dinosaurs don't live anymore.
Why?
And we're probably going to find out because of this book called Dinosaur Days by Joyce Milton, illustrated by Richard Rowe.
Which was so long?
He's the one who drew the pictures. All right, so let's get started. What dinosaurs on the front cover?
T-Rex.
Good, T-Rex.
There's other dinosaurs too.
They are. They're two little maybe pterodactyls. We'll find out. There are no dinosaurs today, not even one, but sometimes people find dinosaur bones. You see them? They are called
paleontologists.
Very good, Bryson. They're called paleontologists. And what is a paleontologist, Bryson?
They find a paleontologist find fossils, which are dinosaur bones. Well, they aren't just dinosaurs.
Good job.
Very good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, are there other things paleontologists can find?
Yes.
What?
The ones that are on super high surfaces could be dinosaur bones, and these might not be dinosaurs.
Oh, right. They might find something else when they're searching for dinosaur bones, right? Fossils.
Not just old glasses from other days. They can find fossils that were from the sea when the dinosaurs were alive.
You're right. Because it went and it moved up, right? Okay. Oh, this is like what we saw at the museum. This big... these dinosaur bones. It is exactly what we saw. The bones are like parts of a puzzle. When they are put together, you can see what a dinosaur looked like. And that's what we saw at the museum. That is a big, giant dinosaur. The word dinosaur looks hard, but it is really easy to say. Dinosaur. Dinosaur means terrible lizard. Millions of years ago, the world belonged to the dinosaur. Look at all those dinosaurs ruling the world.
Dun, 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 dun.
Look, a T-Rex right there. He's attacking, it looks like, Triceratops. In the days of the dinosaurs, there were no people, no dogs or cats, no horses or cows. What animals were there? There were turtles, crocodiles, fish, dragonflies. The world was very warm and very wet. So those are the animals that were there then that are still here now. Turtles, crocodiles, fish, dragonflies. But they didn't have dogs, cats, horses, cows. And so they had dinosaurs. Dinosaurs ruled the world. But they don't have
dogs.
But do they have dinosaurs now?
No.
No. One of the very first dinosaurs to live on Earth was named Saltipus. Saltipus lived near a river. The river was full of giant crocodiles.
Ah.
Look how big those giant crocodiles are.
He can't eat the dinosaur.
Probably.
Hungry. He said,
whoa. When these giants got hungry, they came after Saltipus. Snap. When the giant's jaws snap, snap. Then Saltipus stood up on its strong back legs and ran away as fast as it could. Saltipus was fast. It could run and leap. And that's how it's got its name. Saltipus means leaping foot. Because it would leap up and run away from the crocodile. Saltipus was a small dinosaur, about the size of a chicken. Dinosaurs came in many sizes. Some were small, like Sautopus. Some were big, and some were very, very big. So there's Sautopus next to a chicken to show you the size of it next to a chicken. And then it shows you going all the way up to the big giant dinosaurs. And we saw a replica of T-Rex today.
We did.
And T-Rex, I can't remember how big he could get. How tall. It was like...
like this. 19 feet.
Forty to 45 feet long. Very good. Good memory, Dad. 40 to 45 feet long and 19 to 20 feet tall. Mm-hmm. Sounds about right. One of the biggest was Brontosaurus. Brontosaurus was the dinosaur. Was as tall as a house. Look at how big he was. Longer than two buses and as heavy as five elephants. Look at his long neck. Do you know what the long neck was for?
Yes.
What, Bryson?
Reaching trees.
There you go, right. Reaching trees, which means that he was a plant eater. Mm-hmm. The name Brontosaurus means thunder lizard. When Brontosaurus went walking, its great big feet made a noise like thunder. Brontosaurus ate plants, lots of them. See, there's a picture of him eating the leaves off the trees. So there were two kinds of dinosaurs. There were plant eaters and meat eaters. If you were
the T-Rex
is a meat eater, which means he ate what?
I'm a meat eater.
Well, yeah, but as a dinosaur, what did it mean that you ate?
Meat.
Other dinosaurs, right? But if you're a plant eater, you would just eat plants. So you didn't kill other dinosaurs, right? So would you need to be scared of a plant eater?
No.
No, no. And here are the two fancy words for plant eater and meat eater. Do you know the fancy words, Bryson?
No.
Okay. A plant eater is called an herbivore, and a meat eater is called a carnivore.
I thought it was herbivore, kind of.
Oh, we're about to talk about it. Other dinosaurs hunted for meat to eat. One meat eater was named Allosaurus. There he is. See how Allosaurus looks like T-Rex? When a hunter dinosaur came around, what did Brontosaurus do? One thing it could do was hide. Where? Underwater. Look at Brontosaurus hiding under the water, away from the meat eater. The dinosaur was big and slow. It could not run and hide, but it did not need to. Its back was covered with thick plates. Its tail was covered with sharp spikes. Do you see the sharp spikes? Its name was Stegosaurus. That means covered lizard. It was one of the early dinosaurs. Not all kinds of dinosaurs lived at the same time. Early kinds like Brontosaurus died out and new kinds took their place. Some of the newer dinosaurs looked like little ducks and they were called duck-billed dinosaurs. Look at those duck-billed dinosaurs there. What makes them look like a duck?
Their head?
Yeah. What about their head? What about their mouth?
Pointy.
Yeah. This duck-billed dinosaur is called Anatosaurus. That means duck lizard. Oops, we are missing some pages, unfortunately. Anatosaurus has lots of teeth, 2,000 of them. It used its teeth to mash up plants. Now, unfortunately, we're missing pages. So we're going to skip to talking about this dinosaur. This name of this dinosaur is Ankylosaurus. Ankylosaurus also had a strong tail. It could swing its tail like a club.
Where is it?
Well, his tail is missing because we're missing the page because it fell out. This one here, look at his sharp horns. This dinosaur used its sharp horns for fighting. When it came running, everyone got out of the way. Its name is Triceratops. That means three horns on the face.
I can't see his tail. The name must be a meat eater.
Yeah, what makes you think that?
Because he's going after other dinosaurs.
There you go. He's going after other dinosaurs. There are many things we do not know about the dinosaurs. We think most of them were brown or green, but we do not know for sure. Maybe some were brightly colored. We do know how dinosaurs were born. Do you know how, Victoria? Do you remember today? We saw, how are dinosaurs born?
Eggs.
Out of eggs. Very good. They hatched from eggs just like baby birds. Some dinosaur eggs were big, even bigger than a football, and some were only the size of a potato. We saw some baby dinosaur eggs today, didn't we? This dinosaur is named Protoceratops. The mother made her nest in the sand. She laid many eggs at one time. Did she sit on the eggs? Probably not. She was too heavy. The eggs might break. When the babies were born, they were very small. Much, much smaller than their parents. You could hold a baby Protoceratops. In your two hands. Look at the tiny baby that they're holding in their hand.
Aww.
In the days of the dinosaurs, strange animals lived in the sea. They were real-life sea monsters. Some of these monsters looked like dinosaurs. But they were not dinosaurs. They were called plesiosaurs. They had long necks. They reached into the water to catch fish. Look at these guys with their teeth. Those are plesiosaurs that were sea monsters. Look at their big sharp teeth and how they would eat fish in the sea. Ooh. Other strange animals flew in the air. One of these animals was Pteranodon. Its body was no bigger than a turkey's, but its wings were as wide as the wings of a small plane. Pteranodon flew out far to sea. It rested on the tops of waves, and when it took off, it soared on the wind like a glider. Why do you think it would soar out to sea and sit on waves? What do you think it was doing out there?
Food. Catching food.
There you go, catching food, which means what kind of food did they like to eat?
Meat.
Meat, but what specifically?
Fish.
There you go. Good thinking. The days of the dinosaurs lasted a very long time. Millions and millions of years. Then a time came when there were no dinosaurs. What killed them all? What? Maybe the world got too hot. Maybe the dinosaurs could not find the right food to eat. Maybe other animals ate the dinosaurs' eggs. Some people even think the trouble was caused by a comet that came too near the Earth. Comet is another word for asteroid, Bryson, that we were talking about with the asteroids.
Or shooting star.
No one knows for sure what happened, but in time, new animals took the place of the dinosaurs. Dinosaur days were gone forever. And that's a saber-toothed tiger there with woolly mammoths. And then there we've got fossil dinosaur bones. Do you have a favorite dinosaur?
Pterodactyls.
Pterodactyls, the ones that fly out to the ocean and get the fish? The bird ones?
Not those, the nice ones.
The nice ones, the ones with the really long necks that eat the tree plants?
Yeah.
Okay. Bryson, what about yours? What are your favorite dinosaur? What's your favorite dinosaur?
T-Rex.
T-Rex. Why is T-Rex your favorite?
Because I like meat and the T-Rex likes meat.
Oh, okay.
And I like the pterodactyls, the nice ones that
eat. Pterodactyls are not the nice ones. Pterodactyls are the ones that go out and they eat the fish in the sea. The ones that have the really long necks that eat the plants out of the trees are the brontosaurus.
Oh, I like the brontosaurus.
The brontosaurus. Brontosaurus is my favorite too. All right. Well, thanks for joining us. Have a great night.
No, have a great day.
Have a great day. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.